As we celebrate this Friday in the month of July, the month of the precious blood, today we have several feasts and commemorations. The principal one of those is that of the Pope and martyr St. Pius I. Now, St. Pius I is best known for having said that Easter must be celebrated on Sunday. Before that, it was celebrated wherever it happened to fall in regards to the Hebrew calendar, the Judaic calendar. And he said, no, this needs to be done according to us. We are Catholics. We are no longer Hebrews. We are no longer Jews. We are Catholics. Our Lord resurrected on a Sunday, and so it was to be. St. Pius I was martyred, most likely in the persecutions of Decius, the emperor, who persecuted the church around the year 157. Either way, he's the first of that glorious name that has given us so many holy popes and saints since then. And so we beseech him in a particular way. And of course, today we have problems because there are many who wish that they were the Pope instead of the Pope. And we have to realize that it doesn't matter who is Pope, but there must be a Pope. You cannot be Catholic without a Pope. Even if the Pope is not holy, is not moral, it doesn't matter. What matters is that there is a Pope who is the head. Even despite of himself and his failures of the Holy Catholic Church. And of course, so today, in a very special way, we celebrate and we pray for our Supreme Pontiff, Pope Leo XIV. The other saint whom we shall commemorate, because in other of the martyrologies, and you know, there are many martyrologies in the Church, not just the one in the Trinity Missal or the Pauline Missal, but there are other martyrologies. And today, in particular, in the Benedictine family, not only in March, but today also, we celebrate the commemoration or feast of our Holy Father, Benedict, the great saint who founded many abbeys and monasteries, along also with his sister, Saint Scholastica, and who is venerated in a very, very special way with her. Their bodies are next to each other in the crypt of the Basilica of Monte Cassino. And so, and even there are many other saints, many of the abbots that were to follow, many of his disciples, like St. Placid and St. Maurus, are elevated to the honors of the altars. Of course, I'm happy to be part of that abbey, even though I am so far away. And so I didn't stay because I had to take care of my parents. And so you give up some things for the righteousness of the commandments and of the precepts, but God will reward you anyway, because at heart and in fact I still am a Benedictine, an oblate of Monte Cassino. And then, of course, again, the precious blood. It is by this precious blood that we receive life eternal, that we are washed from our sins, that we are elevated from a lower element to a higher element of grace, to belong to the one holy Catholic and apostolic Church, outside of which there is no salvation. So we pray to Father Benedict and to St. Pius I and to all the popes of that name to pray for us and intercede for us, and to pray for Pope Leo XIII, who also has antecedents in his name of greatness and of holiness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.